Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Jim Eisenreich. Batting second. The center fielder, Brian McCray. Batting third. The third baseman, Greg Jeffries. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Brett. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Kevin McReynolds. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Chris Gwynn. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mike McFarlane. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Kurt Wilkerson. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Rico Rossi. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Kevin Appier. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting second. The second baseman, Steve Sachs. Batting third. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fifth. The DH, George Bell. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dan Pasqua. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ron Carcoviche. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Lance Johnson. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Craig Grebeck. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Charlie Hoff. And now, play ball. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Eisenreich hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian McCray is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. McCray hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grebeck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries hits a fly ball into right field. Pasqua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Raines hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Gwynn. Raines reaches second base with a double. Steve Sachs is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Sachs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rossi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Raines moves to third. One out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Ventura hits a fly ball into center field. McCray settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Raines tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Thomas takes first base on ball four. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Brett strikes out. One out. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. McReynolds takes first base on ball four. Chris Gwynn is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Gwynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sachs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McReynolds moves to second. Two outs. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. McFarlane hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Hoff, and towards Sachs, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Pasqua takes first base on ball four. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Karkovice takes first base on ball 4. Pasqua moves to second. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Johnson bunts towards the mound. Appiah fields it and throws to third for the out. Karkovice moves to second. One out. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Grebeck hits a ball on the ground for a single. Karkovice scores. Johnson moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Raines is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Raines strikes out. 2 outs. Steve Sachs is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Sachs is 0-for-1 in the game. Sachs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilkerson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Kurt Wilkerson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wilkerson hits a fly ball into right field. Pasqua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Rico Rossi is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rossi hits a line drive for a single. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Eisenreich is 0-for-1 in the game. Eisenreich hits a line drive beyond second. Sachs can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Rossi moves to second. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. McRae strikes out. 2 outs. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jeffries is 0-for-1 in the game. Jeffries hits a line drive for a single. Rossi scores. There goes Eisenreich trying to get to second. Raines throws the ball into Ventura, who relays the ball to Sachs, who tags Eisenreich for the out. It's 2-1, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ventura is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilkerson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Thomas hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Gwynn. Thomas reaches second base with a double. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell strikes out. 2 outs. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Pasqua is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Pasqua strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. McReynolds is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, McReynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grebeck fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Chris Gwynn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Gwynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Gwynn hits a pop-up towards third. Ventura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. McFarlane is 0-for-1 in the game. McFarlane hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals won. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Karkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Karkovich is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Karkovich hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up towards short. Rossi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Craig Grybek is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Grybek is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Grybek hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Raines batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. There goes Karkovich. The throw from McFarlane and he is out, Rossi applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Kurt Wilkerson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wilkerson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilkerson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sachs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rico Rossi batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Rossi is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rossi hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Eisenreich is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Eisenreich hits a line drive beyond short. Grybek can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-2 in the game. McRae hits a fly ball into right field. Pasqua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Raines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Raines strikes out. One out. Steve Sachs is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sachs is 0-for-2 in the game. Sachs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rossi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Ventura is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilkerson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Jeffries is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Jeffries hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Brett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McReynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McReynolds takes first base on ball 4. Chris Gwynn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gwynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Gwynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sachs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Gwynn. Thomas reaches second base with a double. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell strikes out. 1 out. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Pasqua is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Pasqua hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wilkerson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karkoviche is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Karkoviche hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McFarlane settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McFarlane is 0 for 2 in the game. McFarlane hits a line drive for a single. Kurt Wilkerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilkerson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilkerson bunts towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. McFarlane moves to second. 1 out. Rico Rossi batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Rossi is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rossi takes first base on ball 4. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. McFarlane moves to third. Scott Radinsky now pitching. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Eisenreich is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Eisenreich strikes out. 2 outs. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McRae is 0 for 3 in the game. McRae strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Craig Grybek is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Grybek is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Grybek hits a fly ball into left field. McReynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Raines is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Raines strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jeffries is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Jeffries hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. McReynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. McReynolds hits a fly ball into right field. Pasqua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Sax is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Sax is 0 for 3 in the game. Sax hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jeffries fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ventura is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Ventura strikes out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 doubles and a walk. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rossi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Chris Gwynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Gwynn is 0 for 3 in the game. Gwynn strikes out. 1 out. Bobby Thigpen now pitching. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McFarlane is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McFarlane hits a fly ball into right field. Pasqua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Kurt Wilkerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Wilkerson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilkerson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sachs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 2, and Kansas City Royals, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.